Friday afternoon, time for our weekly movie talk. Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinema is here. To you, to anyone in your family, to everyone who has served this great country of ours, we thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Happy Veterans Day. And do you want to start with this? Thank you for your service.
Why don't we do that? It's a great jumping off point.
That's a movie, too. It's not just a strong feeling we have about veterans and active military, but it is a movie. And it chronicles a true story of veterans, of active combat soldiers who went through horrific things in Iraq and then came home and found they had a hard time finding themselves and finding their way. And this movie pulls no punches, Patrick. It's American Sniper times two. I mean, it was very, very intense. But if you ever really wanted to know a little bit about how that feels, this is the kind of movie that will take you there.
I rode shotgun in the lead Humvee, and I looked for bombs.
Stop the truck.
You don't see the bomb unless they want you to.
What you got?
I don't see nothing, man.
You don't see it. He feels it.
I was a good soldier. I had purpose, and I loved it.
I'm alive because of you.
I'm only human. I made mistakes. I'm only human.
Thank you for looking after my son.
I'm not a hero. We're brothers. We look after each other.
I'm only human. After all, don't put the blame on me.
And you have it priced just right.
Well, free for veterans, yes. On Veterans Day, Saturday the 11th, many shows at all the Celebration Cinema locations, just $5 for your guests. And if you're a combat vet, be ready, because this is a very gritty look. And if you know someone who needs to feel how you feel, this is the right movie for them.
And then if you need to be uplifted, yeah, and you need a laugh after
we can do that too.
After watching, thank you for your service. Daddy's Home Too.
Right, and the Hollywood holiday movie season has another entry. After Bad Moms Christmas comes Daddy's Home Too, with a Christmas theme to it. Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell are back, and so are their dads this time, played by Mel Gibson and John Lithgow. And the comedy ensues, Patrick. It's if you saw the first one, which was very successful from a couple of Christmas seasons ago, then you'll know what to expect. There's some PG-13 material, but there's also a lot of laughs.
There you go. Bring the car around on the curb.
This is Sarah's husband.
Why is he here?
Oh, because my dad's coming too.
Dad? Daddy?
Here's my big man!
He hasn't seen his dad in a long time.
It's only been 2 weeks, but it feels like forever.
It does, doesn't it?
And this guy's raising your kids half the time.
And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, as we see in this movie, right?
I mean, the
dad's influence on the sons.
Yeah, exactly. A little conflict between Mark Wahlberg and his dad, Mel Gibson, as juxtapose Will Ferrell and John Lithgow meeting at the airport and kissing each other on the lips. So you go from there.
I kiss my dad on the lips.
Fine. Good for you. But Mark and Namel do not.
We have a remake of a classic, mm-hmm. Murder on the Orient Express, and the list of stars really jumps off the page.
Yeah, starting with Kenneth Branagh, who directed the movie as well, and he plays the detective, the lead detective, trying to solve the whodunit here. But you've got Daisy Ridley, Michelle Pfeiffer, Penelope Cruz, Willem Dafoe, Johnny Depp, Dame Judi Dench, Josh Gad, all on the train. Actually, it's Johnny Depp who gets bumped off early in the proceedings, and the good detective figuring it out. It's a terrific whodunit. Good story, well told. Great costumes and sets. I mean, a perfect little date night movie here.
You know, there is something about a tangle of strangers pressed together for days with nothing in common but the need to go from one place to another and never see each other again. I see evil on this train. A passenger has died.
Who is Perrault?
That's Kenneth Branagh. Yes, uh-huh. He plays. Not Hercules, Herco. He pronounces it way different, but yeah, Kenneth Branagh, the director, loves Kenneth Branagh, the star.
How does this stack up with the original in your mind?
You know, 1974. I don't think I remember that much. So it's a very much more modern take on it, and it'd be interesting to go back and compare because I'm sure there's a couple of twists and turns that are different from the original material here.
Why don't you remember anything from the 70s?
Another show, Patrick. Right.
The Killing of a Sacred Deer. This is playing at Celebration North. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to watch the trailer. It's a bit disturbing.
Yeah. I mean, it's characterized as a drama slash horror. And this is from the director of the movie The Lobster, which co-starred Colin Farrell. This is also includes Nicole Kidman. This getting the best reviews of the weekend, though, from the critics here, but rated R for disturbing, violent, and sexual content, some graphic nudity and language. And it has nothing to do with deer hunting, by the way. This is apparently a phrase used by Euripides to signify the sacrificing of one's eldest daughter. And that's why this sort of family drama turns into a horror picture. And so if you want something completely different and off the rails from a Hollywood blockbuster, then Killing of a Sacred Deer is your bet.
The father is a surgeon, and that's kind of the jumping off point there.
Right. A bad thing happens to a young man's father, and he befriends this young man, and then this young man gets into their family dynamics and goes from bad to worse.
And then at Celebration Rivertown, Wonderstruck, this looks like a feel-good movie, and it looks... just the look of it, too. It's like a period piece.
Yes.
It's almost like two periods going on in one movie.
Right. A young man and a young woman from different periods in time trying to find each other over the course of history here on an adventure, you might say. It is rated PG, so I'd really challenge you to take your older kids to see this movie because I think it has an interesting story, quite different from the whiz-bang of most Hollywood content these days. It actually tells a decent story. Director Todd Haynes did a movie called Carol, which I really loved. Julianne Moore stars in this movie as well. Oakes Felgley is the young man from Pete's Dragon. He's one of the stars here as well. So really a family drama slash mystery movie, Wonderstruck. That's playing at Rivertown.
And from what I could watch, it looks like it also promotes critical thinking for young people.
There you go. Reading, critical thinking, put down your tablet and your phone. This is good old-fashioned storytelling.
So Wonderstruck playing on a loop.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, and then finally, Roasting Last Call Cinema. She's All That With Funny Girls. That's playing at Celebration North.
Right. That's 9 o'clock on Saturday night. If you want to watch a Mystery Science Theater roasting that crazy old She's All That movie, that'll be happening at North on Saturday night. And yet, you know what? I think, Patrick, Thor Ragnarok will be the number one movie again this weekend. It was a big hit last week, $122 million domestic. I'm sure it's going to be number one again this weekend at the box office.
Bad Mom's still hanging around there, right?
Well, yeah, they were a little disappointed with their $16 million and change, but yeah, it'll play through the holidays here for sure.
And if you missed it, I see Blade Runner still playing there as well.
Yeah, and it's on its last week, by the way, because next week Justice League comes in along with the movie Wonder. And by the time Thanksgiving rolls around, all these holdovers will be gone.
And Three Billboards is coming also.
Yeah, November 22. Does that look fabulous or what?
I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Ryan Van Timmeren, Celebration Cinema.
See you at the movies.